一个内容哈，跟大家来分享哈，三个啊重要的模式。
And I shall base these different types of models.
啊，我们先翻开《生命记》第六章。
Let's all turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这一段哈，也是整个以色列人、犹太人他们整个啊家庭宗教教育的一个中心的一个思想。
And this is a central thought of the Jewish religious education system.
所以我们从他们啊整个啊教育的过程里头啊，就是着重神所吩咐的啊这几点。
From the educational process, we can look at the major points that God has told them.
我们从这啊几节经节里头把它分成三个模式。
And in these few verses, we shall divide it into three different models.
第一个模式，我们先看第七节。
Model number one, verse 7. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
啊，在这边是一种谈论式的家庭宗教教育。
And this model is a discussion model of home religious education.
提醒我们要殷勤来教训我们的儿女。
It reminds us to teach our children diligently.
无论是坐在家里、行在路上啊，或是躺下来休息。
Whether you are sitting in your house or walking by the way, or when you lie down or you rise up.
也就是说，在我们全部的时间啊的各种情况里头，做各样的工作上面，都要做这种教导的工作。
That means that in all our time, whatever we do, we have to carry out the work of teaching.
而不是只是在某一个聚会的一个时段。
This is not just restricted to a period of attending services.
所以在这边必须提醒我们在生活当中跟我们的孩子有更多的交集。
This reminds us that in our lives we should have a lot of contact. With our children.
并且要好好地把握住我们跟孩子的时间。
And we have to seize hold of this opportunity while we have the time we have with our children.
啊，即便是不在一起，也要常常纪念，为他们来祷告。
And not just we should be together with them, we should also pray for them.
啊，因为我们和他们所谈论的这种圣经的道理。
Because the word of God that we discuss with them.
必定对他们来发生一些效用。
Will definitely have an effect in their lives.
正如箴言第六章二十节、二十三节里面所提到。
Just like in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 23 tells us.
父母亲的教诲。
The teaching of the parents.
必定对我们的孩子产生许多的功效。
Will have a lot of effects in our children.
所以父亲的诫命、母亲的法则，如果能够常常在我们的孩子的身上
，if the father's commandment and the law of the mother is frequently on our children，
那么真的是他们在行走、躺卧或是睡醒的时候，都能够引导他们、保守他们，并且与他们谈论。
Then whether they were awake or they are sleeping, these words shall preserve them.
对他们会发生美好的效果。
And it will have a good effect in their lives.
卫理公会当中有一个他们所特别强纪念的，就是卫斯理兄弟。
In the Methodist Church, they had someone by the name of Wesley.
这个卫斯理的母亲，她生了17个孩子。
Wesley's mother had 17 children.
她每一天都一小时为她17个孩子来祷告。
And her mother will pray for each individual child for 1 hour a day.
那她每一个礼拜对每一个小孩子都分给他们一个小时，跟他们做彼此的谈论。
And she will make use of 1 hour of her time every week to speak individually to each of the child.
跟他一起谈论属灵的事情，或是跟他们一起祷告。
And she will speak with the child concerning spiritual things or to pray with them.
这是以前我们在学圣乐欣赏的时候所看到的一个记事。
And this is something which we have learned when we study about hymnal appreciation.
所以他的几个孩子当中有出了很多神学这个宗教家，并且就是做了很多美好的诗歌。
Therefore, amongst her children, there were many of her children became great religious figures, and they also composed a lot of hymns.
虽然孩子这么多，但是她能够不这样子一一的来对他们做属灵的教导。
Though she had so many children, she could still carry out this religious education for all of them.
在这边所谓的谈论式,
and this discussion model,
包括了我觉得就是包括了我们所有的这样子的一种平常的之间的对话,
it includes our daily conversation,
也包括了我们为孩子所举行的这样子一种家庭的祭坛，家庭的崇拜,
it also includes the family altar, family worship that we conduct.
在聚会当中, 我们也特别去安排这样子的一种对话讨论,
and in our services we will also make special arrangement for discussions,
甚至跟孩子一起祷告或悟性或灵言,
to pray with the children whether with words or in tongues.
这都属于谈论式的家庭宗教教育的里面的内容,
and these are the content of the discussion model of RE at home,
也就是在家中来教导真理来分享真理,
that is to teach and to share the truth in your family.
心理学家发现一个非常有趣的这个学习的这个原则,
the psychiatrist psychologists found out a very interesting model of learning.
一个人所能得到的知识的多寡,
the amount of knowledge a person can receive,
大都是由于他在学习过程当中参与的程度如何来决定,
depends on his participation in his own learning process.
他自己读的他可以接受10%,
He can accept 10% of what he reads.
从他所听到的，他可以学习到10%.
And from what he hears, he can learn 20%.
从他亲眼看到的，他可以学习到10%.
From what he sees with his eyes, he can learn 30%.
从他自己这样说出来的话，他可以学习到10%.
But from what he says and speaks about, he can learn 50%.
如果让他自己这样子能够实行出来一次的话，那他可以学习到10%.
But if he can't act out whatever he knows, then he can learn 90%.
所以家庭宗教教育并不一定是单方面的一种教导的工作.
Therefore, religious education at home is not just a one-way teaching.
而是我们是启发孩子在这方面的一个思想，这样子的意念.
But we start to allow the child to think through the thought process.
并且将他们所遇到的问题，然后用着圣经的这样的一个教导，大家一起彼此来分享讨论.
And to use the teachings of the Bible in application to the problems that they face.
所以马拉基书3章16节，写得相当的好。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 is a good verse.
我们来看马拉基书第3章16节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
3章16节,
Malachi 3 verse 16 tells us that then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before them for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name.
这边就记载着敬畏神的人彼此的谈论.
Here talks about those who feared the Lord speaking to one another.
这是神所喜爱并且神跟我们参与在当中.
This is what God is pleased with, and God will participate.
并且在侧听我们所说的话.
And he listens to the words we speak.
包括我们所发生出来的这样子的一种问题困难.
And it also includes the problems, the questions that we raise.
而神都会帮助我们.
And the Lord will help us.
经过常常有这样的一个过程，彼此的借着讨论来分享的.
And through this process, through discussion, when things are being shared,
他的信仰一定能够有所成就.
Then his faith shall bear fruit.
他的名字也必定被记录在生命册上面.
His name shall be written in the book of life.
因为这种近前的彼此的讨论，是神所喜悦的一种敬畏神的一种思念神的名的一种呈现.
Because God is pleased with people who will discuss things in his name.
所以我们如果能够让我们的家成为一种彼此谈论神，分享神的这样的一个地方.
If we can allow our families to be a place where the word of God is shared, where God is being discussed,
我们以及我们的孩子必然会得到建立.
We as well as our children will be built up.
在诗篇78篇3节到7节里头一直在强调.
In Psalm 78 verse 3 to 7 continuously emphasize,
信仰必须借着我们不断的口传.
That our faith shall be passed down.
在过去这样子的一种环境里头，因为他们没有很好的经典可以让他们来阅读。
In those times, they do not have this written record for them to read, to read continuously.
他们的信仰完全是用口传的这样子的一个基础。
And their religious faith is passed down through oral tradition.
所以祖宗将他们所承受的信仰告诉他们的子孙。
The people, their forefathers, passed down their beliefs through the word of mouth.
甚至也要求他们的子孙能够将这样的信息、这样的信仰继续的传下去。
And they also require the next generation to pass down the faith to the next generation.
所以使他们世世代代的子孙啊都能够明白神的恩典。
That throughout all their generations, his people will know the blessings and grace of God.
都能够认识神的美德以及能力。
They will know the wonderful works of God and his virtues.
因而生出敬畏的心，好仰望神。
That they can have a heart of fear of God.And to rely and hope on God,
并且能够遵守神的命令
that they can keep the commandment of God.
所以这种家庭中不断的来谈论神的话语是非常的重要
It is therefore important that we discuss the word of God continuously in our homes.
这边又有一句话说，神只有儿子，没有孙子。
There's a saying which goes, God only has children, he has no grandchildren.
因为神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Because God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
不是说是这个以撒的父亲亚伯拉罕的神。
It's not the Abraham's Isaac's father Abraham and Abraham and God is the God of Abraham。
也不是说是雅各的父亲以撒以及他的父亲亚伯拉罕的神。
It's not that Abraham's the father of Isaac, Isaac's the father of Jacob, and God is the God of Abraham。
这个信仰是真的必须直接的建立在孩子的身上。
Because faith has to be directly established in the hearts of our children.
所以借由谈论教导来建立子女跟神亲密的关系。
And this can only be done through establishing a close relationship between our children and God by discussing and teaching them.
如果我们在这一段时间里头忽略了我们对他们的谈论、对他们的教导
，However, if we neglect our teaching and our discussing with them during this stage,
那么我们正是在使我们的孩子走入到一个危险的境界。
Then we have let our children to danger.
所以在箴言里头谈到很多管教的问题。
Therefore, in Proverbs, we talk about many things concerning chastisement.
如果我们不趁着还有机会的话
，If we do not seize the opportunity when the opportunity arises,
那么这些机会即将丧失。
Then opportunities will be lost.
如果我们不现在去教导、去管教他们的话
，If we do not teach them now,
他们的灵性必定会在这个时候来死亡。
Their spiritual lives will die.
有一个故事是这样子。
There's a story which goes.
有一个父亲假日的时候带他的孩子到郊外去玩。
During summer, the father brought his children to picnic.
因为太阳很大，这个父亲就躺在这个树底下来休息。
And because the sun was very strong, the father laid below a tree and rested.
结果小孩子就在旁边玩，哇，拿到看到野花野草，就把它摘过来给爸爸看，哇，多漂亮，多漂亮！哈，在那边在旁边玩。
And his children were playing around him, and they started to pluck these wildflowers and showed this beautiful wildflowers to his father.
慢慢，这个父亲他沉睡了。
And slowly, the father fell asleep.
后来他醒过来的时候，他已经发现他的孩子不在他的身边。
And when he awoke, he found out that his children were no longer with him.
哇，他就到处的很紧张，到处在找。
And he searched frantically for them.
结果后来他看见他的孩子摔到这个悬崖底下。
Only then he realized his children has fallen down the cliff.
后来这个父亲他就抱着孩子的尸体跑到法院去控告自己杀了他的孩子。
And the father carried the body of a child to the courts and to persecute himself for killing the child.
所以如果我们是信仰沉睡的父母的话
if as parents our spiritual lives are sleeping,
那么我们的儿女也正走向危险的悬崖。
Then our children will walk towards the cliff where there's danger.
可能在遭遇到一些危险状况的时候，他们就真的遭受到极大的损失。
And if they meet with a precarious situation, they will experience great loss.
所以这个谈论式的这种家庭的宗教教育
，the discussion model of RE at home，
这个我们在今天的第三节、第四节里头，我们会更加的就各种情况来跟大家来分享。
We will discuss this on the third and the fourth period of today, using different methods, different ways.
从这里我们就知道，我们必须在家庭里面建立家庭的祭坛。
But from here we know that we have to establish the family altar.
今天我们也必须在家庭里头用很多的时间跟我们孩子来对话。
And we should spend a lot of our time at home to talk to our children.
有时候我们会发觉，我们跟孩子每天眼睛对眼睛的时间，你算算看有多少？
First, consider how many times you have eye contact with your child.
有时候好像虽然全家都在一起
，although all of us are together as a family，
但是我们可能大家的眼睛都是同一个方向看着电视。
But our eyes are fixed in one direction at the television set.
所以这种互动的这个机会很少。
Therefore, a lot of less opportunities is used. Less time is used to interact.
尤其是到孩子青少年、青年的时候之后的阶段。
And when our especially when our youth, our children goes into the stage of youth and the teenage.
所以这也是我们必须去努力来建立这种谈论式家庭宗教教育。
And we have to diligently carry out this discussion model of RE at home.
接下来我们再看《生命记》第六章第八节、第九节。
Let's reach Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 and verse 9.
生命记第六章第八节、第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 and verse 9. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
这里我们看到了神吩咐他们将所教导的这些诫命系在手上，戴在额上。或是把它写在房屋的门框上、城门上。
And we see that God commanded them to bind the words of God, as a sign on their hand, as frontlets between their eyes, and write them on the doorposts of the house and on their gates.
所以我们看后来，真的到新约时代，这应该是一直都延续下来的。他们真的就是把这样的都照这样子在做。
And we know that when we look at the New Testament, we understand that they literally carried out this instruction.
所以我们到以色列的时候，他看他们真的是头上绑着一个袋子，这边和一个盒子在这边，然后放着圣经的经文。
And during the New Testament time, you see that the Israelites will have this frontlets between their eyes.
甚至他们把衣襟故意做长了然后上面也放着很多的经文。
And they will also lengthen their ropes, and at the edge of the ropes, they also put the word of the scriptures.
这也是让我们来看出他们很重。是这种环境式的宗教家庭宗教教育。
But this tells us that they emphasize the environment model of RE at home.
我们有责任为我们的孩子设置一个到处都是可以学习的一种环境。
We have the responsibility to set up an environment where our children can learn at all times.
我们也应当为我们的孩子来营造一个具备这个属灵气氛的一个环境。
And we have the responsibility to set up an environment where there'swhen spiritual things can be discussed and talked about for our children.
在这个工作上面呢，我这边有提到几方方向的一个建议。
I have a few suggestions.
第一个就是借由家庭基督化的一个环境布置，来产生潜移默化的力量。
Firstly, to influence and educate our children subconsciously through Christian decor and ornaments in the home.
今天到底在我们家庭里头，我们会看到哪一些东西是跟这个我们的信仰是有关系的？
How many things, what are the things in the home that is, when we look at it, we know it is related to our faith?
有些人他会挂一些一些图案，基督教的图案。
Some people will put up these Christian paintings and pictures.
我也看常常很多人就挂了一些对轴，上面写的圣经的金句。
And I also see people with Chinese writings on both sides of the door on talking about the word of God inscribed on it.
或是写着爱的真谛或是写着以弗所书里面夫妻相处之道。
Talking about love, talking about the way of life between husbands and wives in Ephesians.
他这样的或是放着这个主耶稣最后晚餐这样的一个图。
And some people will also put up the picture of the Last Supper of the Lord Jesus.
我想他们的用意最主要就是要来营造一个看出来就是基督化的一个家庭。
I believe their intention is to create an image that this is a Christian family.
甚至挂上基督是我家之主这样子一个匾额。
They even put up the board that writes Christ is the head of the household.
我们觉得这都是相当好的一种布置。
We believe that all these are good decorations.
另外我们可以利用一些属灵的书刊或是杂志。
Next, we can use spiritual books and magazines.
就放在我们的客厅里头，或是放在我们每一个人最容易去接触的一个地方。
We place all these things in our living room or a place that most of the people in our family have access to.
哦，比如说我上次说，有人就把它放在这厕所的这个马桶上，这个马桶盖上面，
Some
水箱上面。
I've also mentioned in the last time that some people put these periodicals in the toilets.
他一天上厕所的时候，至少会坐个五分钟、十分钟在那个上面。
Because he has to go to the toilet five to 10 minutes every day, and he will be sitting there.
啊，他可能就翻开，就读一篇文章。
And he will just flip the magazine and he will read an essay, for example.
这个都是我们可以去安排的。
And all these things can be arranged.
我发觉现在有时候上厕所也会变成是一种享受。
I found out that going to the toilet is also an enjoyment now.
尤其是在那个有时候哇，那个公共的空间里头，看到那样的哇一幅很美丽的图画啊，或是一个笑话在上面的时候，你就觉得啊，真的是很好。
And because sometimes there'll be a beautiful picture or a good healthy joke on it, and you find that it's good.
我现在在台湾，我看好多那个厕所里头就贴着一张这个从这个网络上抓出来的笑话贴在那一边。
In the public toilets in Taiwan, I see that the toilets will have these jokes that's been downloaded from the internet.
常常还小便还没小完，这个笑话就看完了，就想换一个槽这样去小便。
And before I finish, finish my business, I would have read that joke and like to go to the next place to read the other joke.
如果我们也可以这样子思想的话，我们可以在我们的家庭里头很多的地方都有这样子一个很好的金句。
Going along this line of thought, we can also make this applicable in our homes to have all these things in our homes as well.
以前在我的教会里头的时候，我们就特别去让我们的教会里面几乎走到哪里都可以看到一节圣经的金句在那边。
In the church that I pastored in back in Taiwan, I make it a point that wherever we go, the members will be able to look at something related to the Word of God.
比如说在餐厅里面最常看到的一节经文就是说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说出来的话。
For example, we'll put this verse, man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God in the dining area.
所以我们也可以用这样子一种观念去来布置我们的环境。
We can use these concepts, follow these concepts to decorate our homes.
甚至呢，有时候都还可以跟我们的孩子玩一些藏宝游戏。
To extend that we can even play treasure hunt with our children.
把某些经文故意要藏在哪里，让孩子你去找找看写在哪里，然后把它读一遍，然后背或者背起来，好来这边啊。
We can hide some of these Bible verses somewhere and ask our children to.Find these Bible verses, and after he found this Bible verse, we can ask them to recite it and to memorize it, for example.
所以这都是来提醒我们怎么样子善用我们这样一个家庭里头去啊，真的是来做一些属灵的教导。
All this reminds us that we can use the environment in our homes to educate them in our religious education.
一方面来增加整个家庭信仰那种气氛。
And it also increases.The religious ambience in our homes.
并且来提醒我们活出基督徒的一种品格。
And to remind us to live out the character of Christ.
另外，我觉得我们也要为我们的孩子来做一些准备。
Next, I also believe that we should make preparations for our children.
比如说，我们孩子到某一个年龄的时候，我们要为他们准备一本圣经。
For example, when our children reach a certain age, we have to prepare a Bible for them.
现在有些基督教书房，他为那种很小的小朋友预备那种有图画式的或是比较容易小孩子看的那种圣经。
In some Bible bookshops, you can find a picture Bible that's suitable for young children.
那比较大一点呢，像在台湾的话，我们有特别做这种有注音符号的圣经。
In Taiwan, when the children are certain, of a older age, then there's this 注音in Mandarin.
所以差不多五岁的孩子他就可以开始读圣经了。甚至更小。
The 注音 will help them to identify the character. So.At age of five, they can start reading the Bible.
每一人他们一套的圣经，一套的诗本。
They have their own private Bible, their own Bible by themselves. Themselves.
那另外呢？这个是属于硬体方面的一种设置。
Next, the hardware that is around that is in the house.
另外有些是软体方面的设置。
Okay, this what we've said just now are all the hardware, but now we're going to talk about the software.
比如说我们为他们举行一些家庭之夜一些家庭里面的这种活动。
This it will include the activities that we prepare for them at home。
或是甚至说，为 小朋友啊，包括他们的同学哈，包括啊教会的弟兄，他的这个同样的啊，这个同年龄的哈，为他们举行一些啊比较让他们有相处的哈这样的一个时间。
And we prepare activities for our children, to interact with children of the same age in the church.
啊，借着这样的机会啊，来让他们之间有这种孩子之间的这种啊崇拜的活动。
Therefore, we create religious activities of worship amongst the children.
哦，总之，我觉得这个在家庭的一个布置啊，或是啊，在这种软硬体的方面的话，啊，哈该这个啊，哈巴谷书第二章第二节里头，好，我觉得这节经节我们可以把它做一个扩充的一个使用。
And in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2, this verse, with regards to hardware or software, we can actually apply this in a very good way.
在哈巴谷书第二章第二节这样的说。
In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 tells us,
他对我说，将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。
Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, then that he may run who reads it.
这边小字，中文的小字写的谁跑谁读。
In the Chinese, there's another explanation. Wherever they go, they can read it.
如果我们把这句话应用在我们的家庭里面的话
，If we were to apply this verse in our family,
就是我们要让我们的孩子随处都可以接触到这些经文，这些这个宗教信仰的这样一个熏陶的一个东西。
It would mean that wherever our child goes in our homes.He will be in our home. He will be able to come in contact with things that are religious, that's related to his faith.
使他们容易读。
That it will be easy for them to read.
使他们到哪一个地方都可以读。
Wherever he goes, he can read of it.
这个是我们布置家庭基督化家庭的一个重要的原则。
This is an important principle when we decorate our homes.
第二方面。
The second aspect
是充分利用并配合周遭良好的信仰的一个环境。
To make full use.Of or complement the conducive religious environment.
我觉得这一点非常的重要。
I believe that this point is very important.
因为我们每一个家庭的资源都非常的有限。
Because in our homes we have limited resources.
但是其实我们周遭教会或是其他弟兄姐妹，他们都会提供给我们一个很好的一个环境。
But our church and the families of our other brothers and sisters can give us a conducive environment.
比如说教会有举办宗教教育的这样课程。
For example, the church has this type of religious education courses.
教会有举办家庭日这样子的活动。
The church has family day for activities.
教会里面宗教教育里面可能也有一些特别的这种活动包括旅游或是联谊团契
And even in religious education, they have other activities like going out for an outing or other types of fellowships.
这都是要把握，把它纳入我们变成家庭宗教教育里面的一环。
We have to make use of this and to put this together in our family.
就像耶稣的父母十二岁的时候就带领他上耶路撒冷去受洁。
Just like the parents of Jesus bringing him to observe the feast in Jerusalem when Jesus was at the age of 12.
而在那一次的机会里头，主耶稣得到非常美好学习的机会。
And during that time, the Lord Jesus had a great learning opportunity.
他就在圣殿里面这样子又听又问。
He was asking questions. He was listening in the temple.
甚至在那边三天的时间，一个小孩子。
And he was there for 3 days as a child.
所以这对这个耶稣的一个教导是很重要的一个过程。
And this is an important process in the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
相对的，如果我们忽略了这种环境的一种安排。
On the other hand, if we neglect this type of arrangements, making this type of arrangements for our family.
我们所让我们的儿女所接触到的都是这样世俗的一种环境。
And we only allow our children to come in contact with worldly things.
或是世俗的音乐。
Worldly music, for example.
那么我们的孩子可能就在无形当中就受到那种恶劣环境的一种影响。
Subconsciously, our children shall be influenced by this worldly environment.
所以我在谈到罗德与罪恶之城的那次的领会当中，我就特别提到罗德跟他女儿失败的过程。
And during the sermon I spoke about Lot and his family, I talked about the failures of Lot and his daughters.
这是我们要提醒的。
This is something that we have to guard against.
那到底我们可以利用到哪一些美好的资源呢？
And what sort of resources, good resources can we make use of?
比如说，如果我们教会里面有举办各样各式的活动
，For example, if our there are activities in our church，
啊，或是我们在同龄之间，我们有什么样子的一种啊家庭的一种聚集
，Or between brothers and sisters, we have fellowships in our homes。
啊，我觉得这都非常的好。
I believe all these are very good。
像昨天晚上，我去参加一个非常温馨的一个聚集。
Just like yesterday night, I went to a very fellowship where I experienced great warmth.
是我们伊朗区许多的弟兄姐妹啊，他们啊这样子哈、啊，每一个人准备一道菜啊，来到陈弟兄的家里头啊，大家啊在这个这个游泳池旁边哦、啊，这个美好的夜景里头啊，大家一起来享用啊晚餐。
The Jurong members were gathered in Brother Jeremy Tan's Brother Tan's house. Beside the pool, they were enjoying the dinner.
啊，我非常熟悉这样的一种情景。
I'm very 熟悉
啊，熟悉。
I'm very familiar with this type of
因为我过去有非常多这样的经验。
Because I had many of such experiences in the past.
真的，弟兄姐妹，这样子就邀一邀大家一起聚集。有的时候啊，大人也许查经，小或是跟小孩子一起啊、玩游戏啊，那或是大家就一起在那边用一种很属灵的那种弟兄姐妹之间的爱在互相的交通。
When the brothers and sisters get together, the older ones will perhaps read the word of God, study the word of God, and they can even play with the children and make it a religious activities amongst them. It's a very good type of gathering.
大人和大人，小孩和小孩。
Between adults and between children.
哦，这样子，整个我们那种信仰的值都会跟着提升。
And the state of our spirituality will be increased.
而且也一直培养大家那种同工的默契。
And it also cultivates our ability to work with one another as co-workers.
而且在那种场合里头，对弟兄姐妹那种彼此的认识更容易。
And we can't.Have a better understanding of our brothers and sisters in that type of environment.
所以我昨天一口气认识了十多个人。
So immediately I can get to know about 10 of them yesterday.
并且很容易的记住了他们的名字。
And they can easily remember their names.
所以如果我们教会，如果我们也常常能够这样子的话
，Therefore, if we can do this constantly,
真的我们那种借着这样的一种环境，让我们的孩子也能够清楚的感受到。
Through this type of environment, our children will also experience this.
另外，其实我们教会里头也有很多很好的资源。
Apart from this, our church also have a lot of good resources.
比如说我们教会的图书馆。
For example, the library.
它可能有很多对我们孩子有帮助的书籍。
There are many books that is beneficial to our children.
有时候我们假日的时候，我们是否想到会陪孩子来教会的图书馆？
During our holidays, have we ever thought about bringing our children to the church library?
当然，我不晓得我们这边有图书馆，我们假日是不是开放，我不清楚哈。
I'm not sure whether our church library is open during holidays.
但是实际上，如果我们教会也能够做这样子的一种安排
，But if the church can make such arrangements,
有时候我们我们成人来聚会，或是我们来参加什么样的活动，小孩子的话，就看他们这样的一个环境里头，让他们去读书，好，或去接触。
When the adults come for attend services, the child can be in the room and they can have this type of contact to read the books.
好，所以这个教会其实是有很多的资源可以使用。
Therefore, the church has a lot of resources that we can make use of.
另外比如说一些诗歌带的制作。
Next, we have things like hymnals.
或是教会能够去购买或是推荐。一些很好的书籍或是这个影带
and the church can also recommend to buy books that are beneficial or video cassettes that are beneficial
这都是对我们孩子这样子环境的一个家庭重要教育是一个很好的一个帮助
that it will be a great help to religious education for children at home
另外就是我们每一个人每一对父母都要来塑造甜蜜的家庭
Next, parents should create a blissful family
要培养让我们的生活能够信仰化家庭能够基督化
That our lives can be Christian-like That our families can also be Christian-like
我们一定要让我们的子女有一个安全快乐的生存及学习的环境
We have to create a safe and happy environment for children to live and to learn in.
所以在我们的生活当中，哦，夫妻之间的相处是一个很重要的一个内容。
Therefore, in our daily lives, the way the wife and the husband interact with one another is very important.
啊，昨天在亚当路教会已经和大家来分享了啊，这个美满婚姻啊里面的一些重要的一些内容。
I've shared with one another, with the Adam Road members yesterday, the important points for a blissful marriage.
啊，礼拜六也许会在石头鼓楼这边再跟他继续再来分享。
I will share this with the Telok Kurau members this coming Saturday.
如果我们真的夫妻能够共同创造一个这样美好的环境的话
，If husband and wife can jointly create this blissful environment,
小孩子他就能够在这样子的一个环境当中啊得到建立。
Then our children will be built up in such environment.
所以以弗所书第四章那边谈到
，In Ephesians chapter 4 talks about
要让每一个信徒，尤其是我们的孩子，在爱中能够建立自己。
That our every member, especially our children, can build up themselves in love.
这都是我们环境所必须要提供的。
And this is what the environment should provide.
今天这样的一个环境的主权，可能都是在我们每一个父母。
The authority, the direction of this type of family lies in the hands of the parents.
我想我们都可以去把它做出来。
I believe that all of us can carry out all these things.
建立一些很好的良好的生活习惯。
Establish good habits in our lives.
建立夫妻彼此这种礼貌生活的态度。
Establish courtesy when we live with one another.
并且努力的去注意到一些生活当中负面的一些细节。
And be diligent to pay attention to the negative aspects of life.
比如说，不要在孩子的面前吵架。
For example, do not quarrel in front of our children.
也不要在孩子的面前去特别呈现出你们在教育教导上面的观念的不同。
And do not express your differences in the way you want to educate your child in front of them.
有时候会让我们的孩子无所适从。
Sometimes our child will be at a loss.
所以这都是我们应当要注意到的环境。
These are things about the environment that we should pay attention to.
我们再来看《申命记》第六章第五节第六节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 to verse 6.
第五节第六节。
Verse 5 and verse 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
在这边记载着榜样式的家庭宗教教育。
Here records of the exemplary model of RE at home.
今天我们在教导孩子之前，
Before we teach our children today,
我们自己一定要有非常美好信仰的品质。
We need to have a good, our quality of our spiritual lives need to be good quality.
当然，我们也不是一下子就能够做得那么美好。
Obviously, we cannot immediately do this overnight.
我们自己要不断的来努力。
We have to seek diligently to improve.
我们要尽心、尽性、尽力来爱我们的神。
To love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our strength.
今天我们所听到的教导
，Today the teachings that we hear,
我们的也都要记在心上。
We have to remember them.
所以这边提到要将神的话存记在心里。
That's why here tells us that you shall put the word of God in your hearts.
我们也要活在有生活、有美好生活的一个见证里。
And we have to manifest a good testimony in our lives.
这样子我们就能够在潜移默化当中，让我们的孩子看到、学到。
Then, even in our actions, without speaking, our children can observe us.
所以我们要让家庭成为我们每一个人实习真理、实践真理的地方。
Therefore, the family is the place where all of us can practice the truth, the word of God.
我们常常会看到这样的情况。
Frequently, we observe this.
就是基督徒最容易的地方，做基督徒最容易的地方是在教会里面。
The church is the easiest place for a Christian to be like a Christian.
最难的地方就是在家庭。
And the most difficult place is the family.
有的人在教会里面很一表都非常的敬虔。
But some people are very God-fearing. They look very God-fearing in church.
对人也非常的有礼貌。
And they are also very courteous to people.
也有很多的属灵的话语跟别人对谈。
And they also speak to others spiritual words.
但是在家里面， 却都不是这样。
However, this is not so in the home.
所以有很多的很多的家人啊，所以说不知道是不是先知在捧家捧出是不受欢迎的，不知道是不是这个缘故。
So I'm not sure whether this is related to a prophet is not accepted in his own home.
因为在家庭里头，我们总是比较松懈，总是比较表现出那种自我自私的那一面。
Because we are more at ease at home, and we will be more used to present a more selfish front.
我们比较不需要再来掩饰我们自己。
It's only for us to put up this pretense.
不过也正因为这样子，所以就把我们很多的那种软弱跟缺点都呈现在做家人的面前。
But as a result, our weaknesses are made clear in front of our family members.
我到淡水教会没有几天。
After I was in 淡水 church for a few days,
接到就有一个姐妹。在刚好在会堂里面啊碰到我，他就跟我埋怨了很多。
A sister met me in the church hall and she was complaining to me.
她埋怨的是她的先生。
And she was murmuring against her own husband.
她说她的先生在教会里面或是在外面对她的朋友、对弟兄姐妹都很好。
And she was saying that her husband was very good to the brothers and sisters and people outside.
啊，有说有笑。
And she was also smiling with them and joking with them.
并且常常跟他们参一些活动，哇，好晚才回来。
And he participated in a lot of activities with these people up till late at night.
但是回到家里面都板着脸孔。
But at home he will just be very serious looking.
跟太太也没什么话讲，跟孩子也没什么话讲。
He doesn't have much to say to his wife as well as his children.
动不动还会发脾气。
And sometimes he will also throw a temper.
所以他说怎么会是这样？
And she asks, how can this be?
真的有时候我们的生活，我们的信仰。所呈现的就是这样子。
And this is what we manifest in our faith.
尤其如果说是一个做圣工的人，或是一个教会里面的一个事工干部。
Especially when you are a committee member in church or you're a worker in the church.
有时候我们的家人会很不能接受。
Sometimes our families just cannot simply accept.
尤其是我们的孩子。
Especially our own children.
如果说当我们的孩子都看到这一幕，都看在眼里的时候
，If our children sees this and observes this,
他会认为我们大人的信仰非常的虚伪。
And he will have the impression that the faith of the adults are very hypocritical.
所以最重要的，我们是要从家庭里面来做起。
So the most important thing is that we have to start in our family.
来到会堂里面，更是我们自然的程序。
Then the things that we do in church is just a very natural thing that we do.
所以我们每一个做父母的。
As parents, each and every one of us.
我们在家庭当中这种基本道理的实践是非常重要。
It is very important that we carry out these basic teachings of God in our family.
我们所做所行，无形当中都成为子女的楷模。
Because whatever we say, whatever we do, unknowingly it becomes a model for our children to emulate.
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第五章。
Sorry, First Timothy chapter 5.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 5 verse 4. First Timothy chapter 5 verse 4. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
在这边告诉我们。
Here tells us.
叫这些儿女、孙子女能够在先在自己的家中学着行孝，报答亲恩。
That if the children or grandchildren, the widow should first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents. For the grace and the grace and the things that parents have done for them.
这或许是对寡妇的家庭这样勉励，但是我相信是更每我们每一个家庭都是要这样子勉励。
I believe this is encouragement to not just the families of the widows, but to each and every family.
我们要让我们的孩子从我们的家庭先来学。
We have to allow our children to first learn in our family.
学的怎么样跟亲人相处
？To learn how to live their lives with.People they love.
学着怎么样来孝顺父母。
To learn how to show piety to the parents.
那这样子，他到了外面，他才能够真的有一个很好的人际关系。
Then when he goes outside, then he can have a good interpersonal relationship with people.
但是我们必须了解。
But we have to understand.
我们父母的行为就是一颗种子。
The conduct of the parents is in itself a seed.
我们每天都在孩子的心里面在撒这些种子。
We are planting seeds in the hearts of our children daily.
到底我们是撒的好种呢，还是坏种
？Are you sowing good or bad seeds？
这个是我们要注意到的。
This is something that we have to pay attention to.
我们不能说我只是在撒种子而已，这样子不行。
You can't simply say that I'm just sowing seeds.
有一个13岁的小孩子跟他的 跟这个老师在对话。
A 13-year-old child was talking to his teacher.
因为这个十三岁的孩子他抽烟被老师抓到，老师在教导他。
The teacher caught the 13-year-old child smoking, and the teacher was trying to counsel him.
说你怎么可以抽烟呢？抽烟是对身体不好的耶。
And the teacher told him, "It is bad to health if you smoke."
但是那个小孩子说，是你们大人骗我们小孩子的。
But the child said to the teacher, "Your adults are cheating on children."
他说我爸爸我妈妈都在抽。
Because both my parents are smoking.
校长也在抽。
Even the principal is smoking.
我看那医生也在抽。
I also have believe that the doctors are also smoking.
真的，他就不相信是会伤害身体。
And he doesn't believe that it will harm our health, our bodies.
所以这都让我们很谨慎。
And we have to be very vigilant.
所以我说过，有时候我们从小孩子身上看到了我们自己的样子。
So sometimes I say that we can look, we can see ourselves in our children.
所以最重要的，我们做父母的要以自己对信仰的忠诚来建立子女对信仰的价值观念。
So most important, we have to use our own faith, the practice of our faith to establish that of the faith of our children.
父母亲的举动常成为孩童学习的对象。
The actions of the parents usually become a model that children can learn from.
孩子的表现也就反映出我们父母的模样。
And the conduct of our children expresses the way of life of the parents.
所以有的人说要培养孩子的灵性。
So some people say that we have to cultivate the spiritual lives of our children.
其实就是要培养父母的灵性。
And this actually means that we have to cultivate the spiritual lives of parents.
因为我们孩子他们都是从他们的日常的观察当中去学习到的那些东西。
Because our children learn from our daily conduct.
盼望我们每一个人，每一个做父母的都能够像保罗说出这样子的话。
And we hope that as parents, we can all say the words of Paul.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
我们每一个人都能这样说。
All of us can say this.
因为我们已经效法了基督。
Because we have imitated Christ.
所以今天我们这样的榜样，我们也叫我们的孩子来效法我们。
And with this type of conduct, we ask our children to imitate us.
所以我们每一个做父母的
，each and everyone as a parent,
我们所要重视的是什么
？What should we emphasize?
今天我们是不是在家庭里面我们祷告
？Do we pray at home?
我们是不是在家庭里面读经
？Do we read the Bible at home?
是不是我们的嘴，我们能够讲出圣经的话语
？Do we speak about the word of God?
如果我们做不到的话
，If we cannot do all this,
我们如何能够要求、指望我们的孩子去做到
？How can we expect our children to do likewise?
所以你，我们千万不要责备我们的孩子不祷告。
Don't rebuke your children that they're not praying.
是因为我们做父母的没有跟他们一起祷告。
It is because as parents, we have not prayed with them.
他们不晓得要读经。
They do not know that they have to read the Bible.
因为我们也没有开辟这样的时间跟他们一起来读经。
Because we have not set aside the time to read the Bible with them.
所以我们从这个《生命记》的这个六章五节到第九节这一段里头。
So from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 to verse 9.
谈论式的家庭宗教教育。
Discussion model of RE at home.
环境式的宗教教育。
Environment model.
榜样式的家庭宗教教育。
An exemplary model of religious education.
这个真的是我们每一个家庭里头所要努力的功夫。
All these things are the points that each family should work hard towards.
有时候我觉得我们目前这样的工作没有做得很好。
Sometimes I feel that this work is not done very well today.
或是我们的孩子对这种信仰的体验不深，然后对这种祷告或是各种宗教的这样的一个活动很感到不兴趣。
Perhaps our children shows disinterest in religious activities, in prayers, for example.
我想我们都应该先做一番的思考。
I think that we should first examine ourselves.
昨天有参加小孩子的这个祷告会。
I participated in the RE prayer yesterday.
我是有点讶异。
I was surprised, astonished.
不过因为事前也听过我们有这样子的反应，所以也还好。
But I was preempted, so it was not that bad.
这跟台湾的小孩子跟小孩子祷告会是不太一样的。
It is vastly different from the prayer sessions of the children in Taiwan.
在台湾， 啊，当然也有小孩子也是会东张西望，或者是这样是没有错。但是，他祷告的那个声音大概都会比较大声。
Of course, in Taiwan, some of the children will still look around, they will open their eyes, but generally speaking, their voices are louder.
那、啊、都也会蛮重视这样的一种啊，平常这样的祷告。
And they show emphasis on this type of daily prayer.
都非常的渴慕得到圣灵。
And they have this desire to receive the Holy Spirit.
虽然不一定会很专心祷，有时候不一定很专心，但是他们还是那种渴慕的心。
Although they do not pay attention at all time, but you can see that they have that kind of heart of desire.
尤其是如果说是这种碰到比较这种祷告会，哇，那种声音都比特别的洪亮。
And especially during special prayer sessions like this, their voices will be louder.
不过我昨天在按手的过程当中，看到很多小孩子声音都没有讲出来。
But in the process of my laying on of hands yesterday, I can't hear the voice of the children.
甚至他可能心里都不是很在意这样的一个祷告。
Perhaps in their hearts, they are show disinterest. They don't even know that this is important.
不过我对我们大人的祷告我也不太适应。
But I'm also not that used to the prayers of the adults as well.
在台湾的话是当领导者领会者这个奉主耶稣圣名祷告的时候，我会听到大家都一起同心唱念的这一句话。
Because when I'm leading the services in Taiwan, after I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, then I can also hear the echo, the congregation speaking this in one accord.
但是这边感觉到是先是一片鸦雀无声，然后突然就开始声音出来。
But here I feel that suddenly there was a moment of silence, and later on there was a voice.
另外有一个不太习惯的。
And another thing that I'm not that used to.
是因为我过去我到教会里面都会提前半个钟头在教会里面祷告。
Before the service, half an hour before the service, I will start praying in church.
但是我坐在这边都不太敢祷告，因为大家都没在祷告，我怕是不是我很奇怪。
But when I'm here, no one is doing so I feel that it will be quite strange if I started to do that.
那我们大人祷告的其实声音也不是够，不是很大。
Even prayers of the adults, our voices are not that great.
所以有时候我在感觉上是不是这个是我们这边的就是习惯或是风气就是这样。
I'm not sure whether this is our practice here, this is our way of life here.
我没有说要去批评这样的事情，只是说不太习惯而已。
I'm not criticizing this, but I'm just commenting that I'm not that used to it.
那另外我也发觉到我们这边得圣灵的人数似乎跟台湾那样的社会里头比较起来是有点差别。
I also found out that the number of people receiving the Holy Spirit here is different. There's a disparity between the people here receiving Holy Spirit and the people in Taiwan receiving Holy Spirit.
是不是我们自己祷告的方法、祷告的态度，以及对圣灵这样子的一个祈求的这种热迫切的心啊，是不够还是怎么样？我不知道。
Because we lack the zeal in wanting to receive the Holy Spirit in our methods, in our attitude, in our prayers. Not sure.
不过我深深的是这样子认为。
But I deeply feel this.
这个绝对都跟我们祷告的用心、跟祷告的时间、跟我们是否常常祷告很有关系。
This is definitely directly related to the time that we spend in prayers, our attitudes in prayers.
我常说这种好像得到圣灵这种就像一种能量的累积一样，每次的祷告就是在累积一些能量。
I've always say that receiving the Holy Spirit is the consequence of the accumulation of the prayers all along.
也许神要在我们累积到某一个能量的时候，才将这圣灵赐给我们。
And God may have set a certain standard, and when you accumulate this amount of prayers in your efforts and your time, I will give you the Holy Spirit.
但是我们平常祷告的时间很少。
But we spend so much.So little time in prayer.
我们自己这样，我们的孩子也是这样。
We are like this, our children are like this.
所以，在家庭里面那种祷告的时间啊，祷告的机会是可以更多、更长。
Therefore, we should spend more time and effort in our prayers in our own homes.
所以，我也建议大家真的能够在家庭里面有更多的时间来跟一起祷告。
And I also suggest that in our families, you can spend longer times in prayers.
真的，我们要用啊。金银宝石来建立这个信仰的根基。
We definitely need to use gold and precious stones to establish the faith of our family.
我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
这边第三章从第十节到第十五节这一段里头。
From verse 10 to verse 15,
是谈到说我们这个神的功能好像一个聪明的工头一样。
here tells us that the worker of God is just like a very wise workman.
我相信我们每一个做父母的，更要做一个聪明的工头。
I believe each parent should also be a wise workman.
我们的孩子他的根基已经被立好了。
The foundation of our children has been established.
但是必须有人在上面建造。
But someone needs to build upon the foundation.
第十节最后一句话说，只是个人要谨慎怎么样子在上面建造。
And the last portion of verse 10 says, let each take heed how he builds on it.
如果是用金银宝石啊，或是草木禾秸在这根基上建造的话。
If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw.
这个都一定会在这样的过程当中啊，被试验来显露出来。
And we shall be tested in this process, and the end result will be clear.
因为一定会有火来试验个人的工
程。Because fire will be used to test each and everyone's work.
所以我们要来思考这样的一个问题。
Let us ponder over this.
我们是工头。
We are like the workmen or foremen.
孩子就是我们所要建造的这个工程。
Our children is the construction project.
那到底我们要用选择什么样的材料来建造它们？
What materials will we select to build upon it?
这个材料是不是能够胜任这个火的试验？
And will these materials withstand the test of fire?
所以这是让我们做一个深入的思考。
So this is something that we can ponder deeply.
所以让我们每一个人在我们的家中用谈论的方式。
So let each and every one of us use the practice the discussion model
来传递基督的信仰
to pass the faith of Christ
用家庭基督化家庭的环境来巩固家人的信仰
to use Christian environment to strengthen the faith of the family
借着我们每一个人行为的榜样来见证自己的信仰
and through our own examples to testify of our own faith
我相信借着我们这样的一个工作
I believe that through our work
我们的孩子也许会有一些叛逆
Perhaps our children may be rebellious.
或许刚开始会实行的时候，你也好像会遭遇到一些挫折跟困难。
And perhaps you have some setbacks and difficulties to overcome.
不过一定会，如果我们也能够持之以恒的话。
But if we can endure and to carry this out,
一定会渐入佳境。
Then you will you'll be better and better in doing it.
至少我们父母因为这样子的同心。
To the least extent.The parents are united.
我想对我们孩子的管教一定更能同心。
I believe we can be united in disciplining our children.
我相信一定会有成果。
Then we will see results.
我们这一节就到这边做一个结束。
End this session here.